Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Welcome to America Trends. I'm your host, Amy Fuller, and we are proud to come to you via YouTube America on TV, and we are welcoming our Biz Talk Radio audience. So thanks for tuning in, everybody. Got a great show for you coming up. Going to talk about some of the headlines of the day. This is what we do on America Trends. Political headlines, some that might get your blood boil, all the way through culture and entertainment that also might get your blood boil. Who knows? But we have sort of a miracle to tell you about today. It's about Jamie Kloss, the Wisconsin girl who was found after being abducted, held for 88 days. The family of Jamie Kloss says she is in good spirits after her escape from that kidnapper who allegedly killed her parents and then abducted her from her own home. Jamie escaped last Thursday, saw a woman walking her dog, flagged her down and said, "I've been kidnapped. A man killed both my parents." CBS This Morning heard from her relatives.
I have to pinch myself that I woke up this morning and it's finally like I don't have that pit in the bottom of my stomach anymore.
It's such an overwhelming, amazing, happy ending to such a horrible beginning.
I still feel a little in shock. I just want to go over there every day to my mom's house and see Jamie. It's amazing to see her home.
Yeah, because your mom...
relatives after a miracle of her escape and being found and taken to safety. And then the alleged kidnapper found shortly after that and in custody. He just had his first court appearance. We're going to be talking to Vincent Hill. He is a former Nashville police officer turned PI, and he's a legal analyst. He's going to come up and talk a little bit about things like this. He's an author, and he knows the whole deal on what's going on behind the scenes, so that's ahead. Also, we're going to tell you about a milestone for American music royalty. Carole King hits a milestone 5 years on Broadway for the musical that tells her life story. It's called Beautiful, the Story of Carole King, and we'll take you to Broadway in just a few moments. But first, President Trump today went to talk to some farmers in New Orleans, and amid the backdrop of a snowy, beautiful White House, he actually talked a little bit about other things like the shutdown, Russia. He tweeted, we have some tweets that he wrote beforehand about the shutdown. So that's what's going on with that. And then he talked to the press pool about border security as well, Russia and Clemson. And you know what? I wonder what's on the menu. Listen.
Good morning. Beautiful. It's beautiful. It's too bad they took the snow off the ground. Too bad. It was more beautiful last night. I'll be going to New Orleans right now. I'm going to be speaking in front of our great farmers. I look forward to that. I did it last year, and I look forward to it. So we'll be back a little bit later. I believe, I don't know if the weather changes things, but the Clemson championship team, the national championship team, will be coming tonight. It'll be exciting. Very great team, an unbelievable team. They'll be coming tonight. And I think we're going to serve McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King's with some pizza. I really mean it. It'll be interesting. And I would think that's their favorite food. So we'll see what happens. But they're coming tonight, the national champions, subject to the weather. So I've been here all weekend. A lot of the Democrats were in Puerto Rico celebrating something. I don't know, maybe they're celebrating the shutdown. We have a very big crisis, a humanitarian crisis on the border. Everybody knows it. They know it. And many of them are saying, we agree with you. Many of them are calling and many of them are breaking. The Republicans are rock solid. We've got to take care of our border. Many of the people, and they're all going to get their money. Many of the people that aren't being paid right now are in total agreement with us. You saw the Border Patrol agents. You saw what was happening. They're in total agreement with us. So we'll see how it all goes. I will tell you this. We have a priority. It's the safety of our nation. The southern border has been horrible for decades, and it's now, because of the success of our country, it's now at a level that we cannot put up with.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah. That's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at officedepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now get 20% off office supplies and furniture with coupon. That's 20% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 2nd, 2019.
It may have been a messy divorce that cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. We fight for you using our proven experience and insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt, then call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. That's 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Hey, welcome back to America Trends on U2 America and Biz Talk Radio. I want to remind you, you can find us 24/7 on our website. And join us on social media, please. You can find us, is that Facebook? That's Twitter. And that's at America Trends TV. We would love to connect and all be friends. From us at America Trends to you. We're going to be joining Senator Ted Harvey from Colorado. He's head of the biggest pro-Trump PAC in America here in a moment. But, yep, there it is, Committee to Defend the President. But first, President Trump has addressed questions about a New York Times article talking about his alleged relationship with Russia. Listen.
I just don't know anything about it. I read it this morning. It's a lot of fake news. That was a very good meeting. It was actually a very successful meeting. And I have those meetings with everything. I just know nothing about it. It was a very, very successful meeting. We talked about Israel. We talked about the pipeline that Germany is paying Russia a lot of money. I don't think it's appropriate. We talked about that. Talked about many subjects. But I have those meetings one-on-one with all leaders, including the president of China, including Prime Minister of Japan, Abe. We have those meetings all the time. No big deal.
Mr. President.
I never worked for Russia. And you know that answer better than anybody. I never worked for Russia. Not only did I never work for Russia, I think it's a disgrace that you even asked that question, because it's a whole big fat hoax. It's just a hoax.
In front of a snow-gilded White House scene, President Trump addressed the press pool before heading to New Orleans to speak to America's farmers. You saw he addressed a lot of things, the border, etc. The New York Times article reported that law enforcement officials began investigating in 2017 whether Trump had been working on behalf of Russia against U.S. interest. We are joined now by our friend of the show, Senator Ted Harvey of Colorado. He is the head and founder of the Committee to Defend the President. And, Senator, welcome back to America Trends.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Good to see you. You know, we've picked up a few affiliates. We are seen in 110 million households, broadcast households on U2 America and in countries all over the world on Biz Talk Radio. So tell us a little bit about you so we can reintroduce you and tell us how your PAC got started.
Well, thank you for having me on, and congratulations on how big the show is getting. That's awesome. I'm a former state legislator here in Colorado, served 13 years in the Colorado legislature, and in 2014 was term limited from the state Senate. And a couple of buddies of mine during that time period were very frustrated with the fact that the Democrats appeared to be angling to bring Hillary Clinton in as their nominee in the 2016 election. So we started a PAC in 2013 called the Stop Hillary PAC, and we were dedicated 100% to make sure that Hillary never stepped foot in the White House. And then after Trump won and we saw the left and the media and the Democrats literally freaking out and having a national temper tantrum, we changed the name of the group to the Committee to Defend the President, and we have since grown to become the largest PAC in the country, the largest organization in the country defending the president, because there really aren't any efforts out there to have the president's back. The Congress isn't doing it. The RNC isn't doing it. We're really the only group that is fighting every day to push back against the mainstream media and the Democrats that are doing everything they can to bring down this president.
Boy, it must be frustrating. And that's committeetodefendthepresident.com. It must be frustrating for you doing all you are and then seeing the RNC not doing much. And then you're seeing, you know, the Republicans had the House for 2 years and not much, right?
Well, honestly, the House did quite a bit, and a lot of it died in the Senate. They did pass the bill to repeal Obamacare, and John McCain, who had promised the Arizona voters and the voters of America, vote for me, and I will fight to repeal Obamacare. And then as soon as that election's over with, typical John McCain style, goes in there and votes against saving the American healthcare system. The Republicans have done a lot of good work on a lot of things. They cut the budget. I mean, they cut taxes, and they've implemented a lot of great judges across the country. But certainly, picking up seats in the Senate was very, very important. And wish we would have held the House, but here goes 2020.
And we did pretty well for a midterm election.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's very seldom does a president of the United States in a midterm election in his first term pick up seats. And the president picked up seats in the Senate and actually made it much more conservative. We got rid of, obviously, John McCain's not going to be coming back. Flake is not coming back. Corker's not coming back. We picked up some great conservative senators.
And by the way, you started out as a Stop Hillary. Did you, just a tip, did you keep the domain names? Because I don't know that she's going away. I was going to say, in 2020, 2024, who knows? You might need them all over again.
And to go back to your introduction video there, if ever there was somebody that needed to be investigated by the FBI for collusion with the Russians and working for the Russians, it was the Clintons. I mean, everybody knows that Bill Clinton went over to Russia to give a speech and got $500,000 while his wife was Secretary of the State and signing off on the paperwork necessary for Russia to take over the majority of the uranium in the United States. That if that is not working for Russia, what is? There is no evidence whatsoever that Donald Trump or anybody associated with Donald Trump was ever working for directly and getting paid for Russia. And Hillary Clinton and her family were doing it on a daily basis. The hypocrisy by the media to simply go off of some innuendo that's thrown out there by a leak by the FBI is offensive to me, and I hope it's offensive to most Americans, because what we've seen in the last 3 years is probably the greatest scandal in American history in the way that the FBI, the Justice Department, was colluding with the Obama administration and Russia to spy on Republican candidates for president of the United States, not just Trump, but also Ted Cruz.
It's important to remember everything the Clintons did, and I mean, some people would say what the Clintons got away with.
You bet. You know, my brother works for the federal government. He has the highest security clearance of anybody in our country. If he were to release any one or two classified documents, he'd be fired immediately. If he would have released hundreds, maybe thousands of classified documents the way Hillary Clinton did, he would be in prison to this day. Yet the justice in the United States is not equal and it's not fair. That is what the last regime and the FBI proved, is that if you are politically connected, if you are rich, there are one set of rules for you. But if you are just the average Joe bureaucrat working for our country and trying to secure the safety for our citizens, you would go to jail. And that is not what America was founded on. We were founded under equal justice under the law. And that's what we need to be going back to.
talking to Senator Ted Harvey out of Colorado here on America Turns. We're going to come right back with him after this break to talk more about the Russia incident. Ruth Bader Ginsburg going to be absent all this week from the Supreme Court, and more on the shutdown back after this.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
We're close on the deal. This should be the easiest deal that I've ever seen. We're talking about border security. Who can be against it? We're talking about drugs pouring in, human traffickers tying up women, putting tape in their mouth, and pouring into our country. We can't have that. We can't have that. We have drugs, we have criminals, we have gangs, and the Democrats don't want to do anything about it. They say, oh, it's immoral. But it wasn't immoral 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, and 10 years ago when they all raised their hands to approve a wall. All of a sudden, it's immoral. It's immoral because one reason, because they know they're going to lose in the 2020 election. That's the only reason to them it's immoral.
President Trump speaking from the White House about doing something about the shutdown, about the wall, the situation at our southern border. Meanwhile, as he mentioned, the Democrats are off being razzle-dazzled in Puerto Rico. They were at the sounds like a punchline, but they were at the opening of Hamilton in Puerto Rico. That's where they were. So off they went. He's at the White House working, and we're rejoined by Senator Ted Harvey here on America Trends. And want to remind you, we're going to be talking to Vincent Hill about the Jamie Kloss case and the wonderful, miraculous outcome of that in a few moments. But first, Senator, did you hear about these Democrats wandering off to Puerto Rico? And it's just so funny to hear the president talk about it.
Well, you didn't hear any of those stories through the mainstream media.
No.
But imagine if the Republicans, during a shutdown, went to Hawaii with all of their lobbyist friends and had a big blowout weekend celebrating in the sun, drinking and eating. That would be literally 24/7 nonstop rhetoric on the media for that entire weekend. Yet when it comes to the Democrats doing it, it is a total blackout, and the media is pushing this fake narrative about Russia collusion, and that the FBI was concerned that Trump was actually working for the Russians. I mean, that is so offensive to me. I don't care whether it was Republicans or Democrats. I'm offended that the media is totally blacked out on this issue. And It tells you just how sold out the left-wing media is, or the mainstream media is, for the left-wing Democrat Party, that they are covering up everything. And it's bad for America. It is bad for democracy when we have a press where their journalists are not acting like journalists. They are acting like propagandists for one side over the other. And that's offensive regardless of which party it is to me.
Senator Ted Harvey is with the Committee to Defend the President. That's the Committee to Defend the President.com. You know, Ted, it always strikes me, you can try to avoid some of the media that you know are just in the bag for the Democrats, so liberal, should not be called news. But then you flip on your phone or open your computer, and then a homepage or something crops up, and you just start reading these headlines, and you're like, this is out of control, right?
It is. And like I said, I don't care if they were pumping the Republicans, I would still think it was out of control. They are, like you said, totally in the bag and totally biased. And they are doing everything they can to bring down every Republican across the country, trying to bring down this administration and try to pump up their leftist liberal ideology. And that's not what a free press is supposed to be about. The press is to be there to bring about both sides of an issue and let the American people decide. And it's sad to me that that is where the press is. You don't have anybody in the press that is being, you know, self-analyzing and being critical of what has happened to their once honorable profession. All of them now realize that if they don't get in line, they are going to be destroyed by their colleagues and the left out there if they ever say anything critical of the left or positive about any Republican.
Almost all, you would think. And, you know, so this shows it's a talk show. We do lifestyle stuff. I'm not, but I was in broadcast news for over a decade. So I know, and it's appalling. It is very much appalling for so many people. And I'm going to tell you one thing. You probably heard about this. And if you may have missed it, if you don't watch certain networks, but last week we had an incident where a local news station in San Diego, California, was approached by CNN, with whom they have a contract to share material. And they said, can you get us some, you know, can your reporter on the scene, can your station get us some reporting from the border? And they said, sure, CNN, but this is KUSI News in San Diego, but we're going to tell you, the Border Patrol agents, what they always tell us is the wall works. And CNN declined to have their report after that. They said, you know, at the end of the day, they said, you know what, don't worry about it. So news director Steve Cohen, for whom I worked, and reporter Dan Plant, I used to be a co-anchor with him on the morning show there. They've been on some of the networks talking about how CNN shut them down. Did you hear about this, Ted?
I did. It didn't suit their narrative. Their narrative is that walls don't work. And you are there in San Diego. You understand how valuable that wall is. Before that wall was put up, the Mexico side of the border was literally a hellhole, and the American side of the border was under siege by gangs and violence and drug trafficking. You put that wall up, and now that the Mexican side of the border is one of the most booming parts of all of Mexico, because manufacturers came in, jobs came in, and they were able to build huge warehouses and production lines to build products that the American people wanted to buy, and they just rode them across the border. And then it provided the opportunity for San Diego to come back to life in that area, and it was great for both countries. For the Democrats to argue that it's walls don't matter is ridiculous. San Diego is the prime example of how we were able to change both countries by putting up a wall.
To be fair, CNN did come out and say, you know, we cancel a lot of stories when we make, you know, by the end of the day when we're figuring out just what goes where. But I will tell you, they cancel stories because they make a news judgment on what they want and what they don't want.
That's exactly
and
right.
Every time you're watching TV, whether it's the tilt of a head or the wink of an eye or the tone an anchor gives you, don't let anyone tell you there's no bias in the media. So I want to talk about Ruth Bader Ginsburg being out. They announced if she was out from the Supreme Court during oral arguments every day last week. And every day we, you know, is she there? Is she there? And then they finally put out an announcement at the end of the week that she will be taking this whole week off. What do you think about this? What do you hear? There were rumors she would retire at the end of January.
Well, what I think is interesting is the way the media has handled this. There was a report that came out last week that she may be retiring at the end of the week last weekend. Mm-hmm. And because she didn't show up for work last week, and the media ran with it saying there is no way she's retiring. She's fully healthy. She's coming back next week. Everything is fine. And they ran with that narrative. And here you go again. Now she's saying she's not coming back this week. So the media is in full spin control, trying to determine what they're going to do with this situation, because obviously she's not healthy. She would be there if she was healthy. And I think the American people deserve to know, what is her health status, honestly? And is she going to come back? Is she completely healthy and mentally sound? Or do the American people need to know that she is not well and that she may have to resign? I think that's a legitimate thing for the American people to understand what's going on with the Supreme Court.
We'll see what happens. Senator Ted Harvey, the Committee to Defend the President.com. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time, okay?
Thank you. God bless.
You bet. We're up next on America Trends with Vincent Hill talking about the Jamie Kloss case, a miracle ending. We're back after this.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial
3. There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
This message is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number.
800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. 800-886-7342. That's 800-886-7342.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight.
No, and my mom has, her heart has been just broken since Jamie was gone, and now I told her, I said, I get my mom back. You are happy again. You are, it's just the best thing I've ever seen.
Tell us how she's doing, guys, and how you're handling and preparing her. How is she doing?
Right now, the first step is surrounding her by love, making sure she's safe, she feels safe. She's doing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I spent the afternoon there yesterday. Mm-hmm. We had her smiling, laughing, mm-hmm. going through things in her room.
The family of Jamie Claus says she is in good spirits after escaping from a man she says killed her parents, then abducted her for some 88 days, held her in some cabin, and was this all out of Wisconsin. She escaped and saw a woman walking her dog, flagged her down, and said, I've been kidnapped. A man killed both my parents. This all happened again in Wisconsin, just outside a seasonal community called Gordon, about 60 miles from her home in Barron. Gordon has just about 1,000 residents, described as the middle of nowhere, hunting territory. But now Jamie is home, and this is, of course, a rare, wonderful outcome for a crime like this. A 21-year-old man is in custody. We are thrilled to be joined tonight by Vincent Hill, former cop turned private investigator and author of Playbook to a Murder, and he is a legal analyst that does a lot of shows and talks on networks that you will recognize, just like this one. And Vincent, welcome back to America Trends.
Hey, Amy, how are you? It's been a while. It's good to see you.
I know. It's so great to see you. Thanks so much for coming on. We're looking forward to it. So you knew right away from some of the telltale signs 88 days ago, a little more now. It was 88 days Thursday when she did her escape. I mean, a miracle. But you could tell it was an invasion and you felt she had been targeted.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you look at it, I mean, Barron, Wisconsin, it's very secluded. It's in the middle of nowhere. So I always thought this was someone that knew the area and that went in the home specifically to get Jamie. This wasn't a typical home invasion where stuff was taken from the home, items were taken. The parents were killed and Jamie was missing. So it told me immediately there was someone that knew the area, but more importantly, someone that wanted Jamie.
And you were pretty sure that he had seen her. I think she said she didn't know him and the family didn't know him, but he knew her because you do feel that he stalked her and, you know, was finding out her ways, what she did, her behavior.
Right, absolutely. And what we're learning now is he told investigators that he actually saw her at a bus stop. And if you look at a map, the location where she was found is actually a straight shot down Highway 53 from where she was actually taken from. So it was always my thinking that this individual was stalking Jamie at some point. He had been there, he had seen her, and that's why he kicked in that door. He was there less than 4 minutes. He went in and got Jamie, and he got out of town. And not only that, he planned it, because now we're learning he actually had stolen license plates before he got to Barron that night. He actually switched plates out so no one would see his license plate. So this guy was planning this for quite some time, Amy.
Shaved his hair and his body so he wouldn't leave evidence, DNA.
Right. I mean, this guy was just, he thought he had all his bases covered. And, you know, I have to commend young 13-year-old Jamie for being as brave as she was to walk out of that home, not knowing if he was actually trying to fool her, that he was actually still inside the home. She actually was brave enough to walk outside that home and say, hey, I've been taken. My name is Jamie. Please help me.
Let's make no mistake. This girl is her own hero. She said that she would be locked up whenever the guy would leave the cabin. And let's face it, 88 days, he probably had to come and go and do some things. So she spent Thanksgiving Christmas, New Year's there. The girl escaped on her own. What fortitude. Thank God she wasn't affected by Stockholm Syndrome. I know you probably know the data on how, when that might start to set in, if it's different for different people. But my heavens, what a story, right?
Yeah, this is an amazing story. I have to commend her. Unfortunately, she had to go back to the reality of her parents are no longer here. So that she will never get back. And you mentioned she went through Thanksgiving, through Christmas, through New Year's without her parents. But luckily, you know, this is not the resolution we expected, but thank God it's the one we got, that she is alive and well.
It is quite amazing. And just for people who haven't heard of just what happened last Thursday, she got away somehow and saw a dog walker, a woman walking her dog, as I mentioned. And Vincent, this is neat. The woman just happened to have spent her whole life working in Child Protective Services. This woman that Jamie came across, first of all. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I mean, what are the chances of that? I mean, Jamie gets out and she goes to this woman who is trained in this exact thing. That is an amazing outcome to this story here.
Woman's name, Jean Nutter. I'll just say her name. An angel on hand to help with this escape. And the first thing they do is they run to a neighbor's house, this couple. So you'll hear about Jeannie found her, and then this other couple, people saying they found her too. Well, that's whose house they ran to. And, you know, at the time, they didn't know where he was. So the couple said, we got our guns, and we said, we're ready. They were protecting until the cops got there. And Jamie was able to give the police a description of the car. And not long after that, just another miracle, a patrol officer saw the guy, the alleged kidnapper, alleged murderer, and got him. He's in custody.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what happens. You know, it's always the luck of the draw in policing. I did that job for many years. Right place, right time. That officer happened to be there. He actually made contact with the individual, and he arrested him, and now we can start to get answers to what happened and why he took Jamie. And there's a lot more to this investigation. Keep in mind, Amy, just because Jamie's been found doesn't mean the investigation's over. They need to know motive. They need to collect physical evidence. They need to know if anyone else knew, so if anyone else needs to be charged. There's a lot more to this investigation.
Yeah, we're talking to Vincent Hill. You can find him on social media and on Twitter. He's at Vincent Hill TV. Former police officer turned PI. Boy, Vincent, that's a good... You guys see a lot of tough stuff in your careers, day in, day out, stuff that we can't imagine. And that's a good day for this patrolman, right?
Oh, my gosh, that is a great day. That's a great day for that entire department who worked tirelessly to actually find Jamie. I mean, keep in mind, they were counting leads from everywhere from Wisconsin, remember, to Florida, and they just had hundreds of leads that they still had to go through, but they never gave up in finding Jamie.
And it was also nice to hear that not long after Jamie was found, she was cleared by the hospital. She was okay. And then the reunification process with her family began. Vincent, what is that like?
Wow. So I can only imagine the joy she's going through. But we need to be careful as well, because remember, I mean, she was asleep in her bed. Someone kicks in her door and shoots her parents. So although she's with family, let's not be mistaken here. There's some trauma she's going through. So hopefully she can get help immediately to deal with this trauma that she's dealing with.
Yeah. And, you know, just some nice sound bites we're hearing. We're going to hear a little more in a few minutes from her family that, you know, she's doing okay right now, but it will take a long time. And they're asking for privacy. And I'm sure hopefully the public will be nice and give it to him. But we've all been so invested that we do want to take a moment to celebrate, because, as you know, this is such a rare outcome for something like this.
Yeah, it's very rare, Amy. And actually, on Thursday, it was my birthday. And I said, wow, this is an amazing birthday gift that Jamie was actually found. She actually had the courage to go out and escape. And, you know, me being a father, my daughter's much older. But, you know, I can put myself in the family's shoes to just imagine what they went through for 80 plus days, not knowing if Jamie was alive and well and where she was.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
What an amazing...
We'll hear more from them and hear more about your book, Vincent, when we come right back. America Trends.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to BizVod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BizVod.com. Promo code radio.
I'm just a guy with a girl everybody wants to know.
How will you go about getting the answers to all of the questions that so many people have, and yourself included?
In due time, we have to take little steps. Jamie, when she's ready to talk, she will.
Nobody in the family is asking her what happened?
No.
All of the experts say you have to let them talk in due time, but I just wonder, as family members, there would be so much that I would want to know.
I know, you just want to know. No, they're saying just let it come out. If she wants to be happy, let her be happy. If she wants to be sad, let her be sad. Mm-hmm. If she wants to be silly, let her be silly. You know, we got to let her call the shots right now.
Tell us how you each heard the news that she was okay.
My dad had to call my neighbor, and she comes screaming in my door. I'll never, ever forget her screaming, Sue, they found Jamie.
Are you all surprised by the strength? Because we keep hearing her described as shy and quiet.
I am.
You are.
I am.
Yeah. The thing I wanted to express to her immediately, and we all do, is the pride we have in her for doing this, for getting out, for making it, for the power that she has.
The family of Jamie Kloss, now safe and sound, speaks to CBS This Morning's Gail King about how she's doing. And just the fact that we're rejoined now by Vincent Hill, just the fact that they're sort of able to gather themselves and get out and talk, because they've had such a shocking few months, too. They've lost two family members. They had no idea if they would ever find Jamie or find her alive.
Absolutely. This is a very strong family here. I mean, you saw that interview. They're actually pretty calm, cool, and collected, all things considered. You know, what they went through, not just the loss of Jamie for those 80-plus days, but the loss of their family members that will never be here to share in this joy of Jamie being reunited with them.
Talking to Vincent Hill about the escape of Jamie Kloss, now reunited with her family 88 days after, she watched her parents be murdered by him. Then she was abducted. And the 21-year-old man has now been charged with two counts of first-degree intentional homicide, kidnapping, and armed burglary. And Vincent, there's the guy. I'm not going to even bother to say his name because he doesn't need any notoriety. But you know what, Vincent, you feel like this 21-year-old guy who said he saw her at a bus stop at some place he was working. He'd only been working there for a couple days. You think, you know, this might not be his first crime because it's just sort of odd that people, you tell the story.
Absolutely, Amy. I mean, if you think back to Jeffrey Dahmer, right? He didn't just wake up one day and say, you know what, I want to go eat a few people. No, that was something that progressed over time. And you don't wake up one day and say, you know what, I saw this young girl at the bus stop. I'm going to stalk her a little bit. I'm going to go get my shotgun, kick in the door, kill her parents, who I don't even know if they're armed or not. And I'm going to take her and keep her for 88 days. That's not something you just wake up and do. So I wouldn't be surprised as this investigation goes along that maybe his DNA is tied to something else, or maybe someone else will come forward and say, you know what, this guy actually did this to me, or he attempted to do this to me, because you just don't wake up and do this type of crime. This isn't jaywalking. This isn't stealing a pack of gum out of a grocery store. This was murder and kidnapping.
And the guy is talking. He's the one that told them about, well, I saw her at the bus stop, blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, I guess he's cooperating to some extent. But as you say, the investigation into Jamie Kloss, and now, as we said, the miracle of her being found alive after her escape, it's far from over. They have to look for things like, could there have been any accomplices, which may not be likely. This guy's described as a loner, and he had her at some cabin where, very secluded, you know, you don't expect anyone to show up and say, hey, what's going on back there?
Right. Right. There may not be an accomplice, if you will, but maybe there's something on social media or an email where he actually told someone, hey, remember that little girl that's in the news? I actually have her. And if that person didn't come forward, then they should actually face charges, whether they thought he was kidding or not. That's not something you joke about, especially in this day and age. You have to take everything as serious as possible.
Right. Very interesting point. Well, we're just, you know, we're going to keep tabs on this. The guy's already been in court, and you know, it'll be a while. He's got, as you say, his right to a fair trial, and we'll just, everyone, keep Jamie Kloss and her family in prayers. But what a lovely outcome and a rarity. And as we said, Vincent, you were a police officer in Nashville, turned PI. Tell us a little bit of, it's been a while since you've been on America Trends. Tell us a little bit about your time and how you came to be in law enforcement.
Yeah, so law enforcement was something I always wanted to do as a kid. I never outgrew that, but I took a different route. You know, I went into the Army for 8 years. My dad was in the military for 30 years, so I knew the life of the Army. So I enlisted in the Army. I did 8 years. In 2002, I actually joined the Nashville Police Department and did that for about 5 years. When I left the police department, I got my private investigator's license there in the state of Tennessee.
Well, thank you so much for your service.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And now you add the title author. You wrote a book a few years ago called Playbook to a Murder, which was the first in a trilogy, and the third one is coming out very soon. Tell us a little bit about what this is about. What's the case?
Yeah, so Playbook to a Murder was inspired. There was a NFL quarterback, Steve McNair, who played for both Tennessee Titans and the Baltimore Ravens. He was killed in Nashville on July 4, 2009. My former department, Nashville Police, said it was murder-suicide. His mistress-slash-girlfriend was found inside the condo as well with a gunshot wound to her head. Steve McNair was shot once in each temple and twice in the chest. So when I first heard this story, I just knew something didn't fit. So I started investigating the case on my own. Never had any aspirations of writing a book at all. Dateline NBC flew me out. We did this huge two-hour interview. They showed me for about 30 seconds, and I said, really, that's it? So I said, well, if I want to tell the story, I guess the best way to do that is tell it myself. So
the magic of TV, right?
That's right. That's right. So hence, you know, Playbook to a Murder. It actually got pretty good reviews. It led to some other things. So I ended up writing Incomplete Past, which was a spinoff to that book with more information. I'm actually working on my third and final I Will Never Write on This Case Again book. I guess now it will be a trilogy. It's going to be called Intentional Grounding. If you notice, all the titles are football related simply because Steve McNair was a professional football player.
And I've got about 30 seconds left, but I want to ask you, I hear there's a docuseries, an eight-part docuseries, so this is going, extending a little further to tell this important story.
Yeah, so I'm signed to a non-disclosure, so I can't say with who and all of those things, but we are working to get at least the eight-part docuseries out, hopefully within the next year. Hopefully, if I have my way, by July 4th of next year, which will be the 10-year anniversary of Steve's death.
Oh, wow. Well, thanks again for telling that story. We'll see what happens. Can't wait to hear the outcome. And will you come back and keep us posted?
Absolutely. Okay. As long as you have me, Amy.
Oh, we will. Vincent Hill, TV.com for more. You're watching and listening to America Trends, and we're back after this with a little bit of a celebration for Carole King.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Too much cholesterol in the blood causes plaque buildup in the arteries. Fiber has been scientifically proven to lower cholesterol. Created by Dr. J. Robert Cade, the inventor of Gatorade, Cholesterade promotes probiotic function, supports digestive health, contains all natural flavors, and is gluten-free. In the original case study, participants saw a reduction in bad cholesterol by more than 20%. Cholesterade is the ultimate all-natural digestive aid.
He'd ask his guest, who's on your radio, or who's on your musical Mount Rushmore? And she's on mine. What do you think? You love Carole King? We're going to talk about a good milestone for her in a second. But first, want to say thanks to our guest here on America Trends tonight on the U2 America TV network and Biz Talk Radio. We had Senator Ted Harvey out of Colorado, former state senator, who is also now the head of the Committee to Defend the President, talking about the political headlines of the day, like the shutdown, Ruth Bader Ginsburg and her illness, the border wall, Democrats being razzle-dazzled in Puerto Rico by Broadway. Broadway show that transferred there anyway. Hamilton. Also, we had Vincent Hill. He is with VincentHillTV.com, law enforcement analyst, host on the Law and Crime Network, talking about the wonderful outcome of the Jamie Kloss case. And finally tonight, she is one of the great icons in American music, Carole King, celebrating a milestone. This is the fifth anniversary of the Broadway musical Beautiful, which tells her life story. She even made a surprising appearance in the show for the anniversary. The show's touring, so you might see it in a city near you. Here is a bit of Beautiful, the Carole King story, and those iconic songs as we say goodbye.
I want to be a songwriter, Ma.
It's not practical. Girls don't write music.
One fine day.
What is it?
We're going all the way.
Number one.
But will you love me tomorrow?
And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. No, we really did try to make it. Something inside is dying and I can't hide and I just can't fake it.
Winter, spring, summer,
you're gonna go to California, you're gonna make your album, and it's gonna be huge.
You make me feel like a natural.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.